Hello, and welcome to Simple and Scriptural. I'm sitting here with Pastor Tom Leake of Hope Bible Church, and he will be giving simple and scriptural answers to your questions. Today, we are answering our second question in our series on God's character qualities, where Pastor Tom answers questions about God's attributes. So, Pastor Tom, the question we have for you today is God spiritual or physical?
Yeah, some people want to know what's the stuff that makes up God. Of course, we said before that God wasn't made, so whoever he is, that's how he's always been. And I think sometimes when you try to visualize God, you try to think of him in physical categories, but he's not physical. He's not material. There are not atoms in him. He is spiritual. In fact, when he was sitting by the well and talking with a woman by the well in John chapter 4, he simply said that God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Say, what is spirit? No one really knows what spirit is, what it's made of, but he is not just a spirit, but he is the eternal spirit from which all other spirits are going to be made. So if someone were to shoot up into a space capsule and go in outer space and look around Venus or Mars and say, you know, I'm looking out here and I don't see God anywhere. That's not what we would do. God is not physical. He's spiritual. He's here among us. He's far away. His spirit has no real form or shape. Then there are a lot of questions that come up because in the Bible it says so-and-so saw God sitting on his throne, or it says that God's hand did this, or his eyes are doing this, and those are just anthropomorphic terms that stand for different things that God would do. His eyes stand for him perceiving things, or his arm stands for him accomplishing things with his mighty outstretched arm, or with his voice he gives commandments, but he doesn't have those body parts. He is a spirit, and as a spirit, he is not contained by anything. The universe doesn't house God. He is larger than the universe. He fills the universe but surpasses the universe. And so he is spirit at his core.
So what is the difference between the spirits of angels and of us and God? Is it the same spirit?
Well, we don't really know. We know that God makes the spirits and that he made the universe. So all of the spirits and all of the physical universe is something that he made. We just leave him again in a category all by himself, that he is the eternal spirit, not made and not completely able to understand. But that's where our faith comes in. There are aspects of God's characteristics that we can never understand. We just know that they have to be. They're logical and they make sense. That he, as the eternal spirit, created all the other spirits and all the other physical universe.
So spiritual, but sometimes used as physical language to describe him, to help us know something more about him.
That's right. There's no way we can really understand God unless we think of him in categories that are human categories.
Well, thank you, Pastor Leake, for answering that question. And thank you for listening. We have Pastor Tom Leake here of Hope Bible Church. If you would like to hear more from Pastor Tom on this topic, please visit the website at simpleandscriptural.com. There you will find more questions and answers from Pastor Tom in this series, as well as on many other topics. If you have a question that you would like for Pastor Tom to answer, you can visit the website, simpleandscriptural.com, where you can email your question to Pastor Tom. Thanks for listening.